Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Marla Martinson, the Magic Seeker, and we'll take your calls next hour with Marla. Marla, in your dealings with channeling, have you ever been tricked by one of those on the other side?
I have not been tricked. I know that's always a big question that people have is, wondering if there's some trickster coming through, but I haven't.
Well, that's probably a good thing, or have you been lucky?
I just think that, it's your frequency, if you're kind of expecting something lower to come in, or maybe if you've been drinking or doing drugs or joking around or not taking it seriously, I guess it could, but my guides, and we have a gatekeeper. So your main spirit guide or your angel, they're your gatekeeper, and mine will just probably keep those out. So it's pretty much my main guide, Thomas, and then some galactic entities come through with messages, which is pretty cool.
And they're from more other planetary systems?
Yeah, they're like galactic energies, which I started coming through when I started doing some plant medicine journeys. So George, it's like I was always kind of even though I was very magical minded, I was also very practical. For example, years ago, you'd hear different people talking about, connecting with the angels, and there'd be different, authors or radio people and say, I'm getting a message from an angel. And I was like, what? Well, I guess, angels are real, but really, come on. Angels are given messages, or, ETs are given messages. And I was skeptical until it happened to me, until these beings started coming through. And the proof, I guess, is in the pudding, because when I relay the messages to people, it's always accurate.
Have you ever come across, Marla, any psychic vampires, people who just drain your energy?
I used to all the time. I was the kind of person, I was kind of codependent, and I would always befriend the people that had so many problems, or, the underdogs, and they would be draining but I've noticed since I've been working on myself more, my frequency's higher, the most amazing people come into my life now, and I really don't have that now, but I used to a lot. And I was probably a psychic vampire too, and my younger days, you know, I've had to do a lot of work on myself. I was probably draining some people.
Really? You feel like you did that?
Yeah. In my 20s especially, I was an aspiring, I was doing acting and living in Hollywood, and I just was like out on my own and dating the wrong guys and doing everything. And I'm sure I was, I remember one gal who just said, you know, it was nice knowing you, but, you know, let's not be friends anymore. Yeah, totally. I mean, don't we all kind of look back like on those days in our 20s kind of, and some often cringe. I remember Oprah Winfrey saying something on her show once, I weep for the woman that I was when I was in my 20s.
Well, the old saying, woulda, coulda, shoulda, remember?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you continue to channel now, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and I'm working on getting better, working on my mediumship skills. I did a session with somebody yesterday, and she wanted to connect with her late husband who'd passed away 5 years ago, and I don't advertise that I'm a medium. It's not on my website. I don't say, do a session with me and I'll bring in your deceased loved ones. But somehow that's what she asked. And he did come through, and it came through great, the way he looked, his personality, things he said to her. So it's exciting. I mean, it's an expansion. It's always, you know, getting better and growing. And it's like it's a lifelong adventure.
Now, when we take calls with you next hour, of course, they can ask you about the paranormal and the occult and magic. But if they want a specific reading, they are to give you just a question, and then you're going to pull a card, mm-hmm. or one of your tarot cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What is the death card? If you ever pull that, what does that mean?
Yeah, the death card is, it can be really good because it can mean the death of a situation. Let's say you're
That's smart.
Something, maybe a job. A job that, you know, you're going to lose because you're going to get something better. It could be a death of a relationship, a death of some old patterns that you want to release. So it's rarely the death of the actual physical death of someone. It's the death of a situation.
But you will be very honest to people, though. I mean, if you see something that is not too bright or good, you'll tell them that, won't you?
Well, I mean, when I do readings, it's really to uplift people. So I wouldn't, I don't say anything like about sickness or divorce or death or anything like that. I'll maybe see a situation and say you might want to switch your energy or clean up some old patterns. A lot of women will call me about love, and they'll want to know if their ex is coming back or if they're going to find love or they're in an abusive situation. And so I can see that they've got to do a lot of self-love work. Maybe they've got some codependency issues, or they had a lot of times it stems from childhood, usually before the age of 10, where something happened. It could have been maybe their parents got divorced, their father left the picture, they had a difficult childhood, something happened. And then that sets up maybe alcohol, you know, alcoholic parents or something, and that'll set up their patterns for in adulthood. And so really I will encourage them to, because I'm a coach too. I'm a boundaries coach. I'm a certified coach. So I do coaching, but I will encourage them to do work on themselves, because often they're thinking, well, if I just get this guy or this other person, it's going to make me happier. If they just come back, or if this situation, they're kind of looking for that external fix where it's really an inside job.
Well, with Marla Martinson, the Magic Seeker, her website is her name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Again, we'll take calls next hour. Questions about the occult or about magic, or if you want a specific reading with a tarot, she'll talk to you for a minute or so about yourself as well. Let's talk a little bit about energy healing. What do you do in that arena?
Yeah, so now with, of course, COVID, I do distance healing, and that works just as well as in person. Before COVID, people would come to my home, and I have a studio where they'd come. I have a massage table, and they'd lay down, and I, you know, put crystals there and energy healing. So it's hands-on or hands-off healing, and it's just channeling that healing energy, balancing the chakras. But I love doing the distance as well. And I can even write the person's name or put their picture on my altar, put a few crystals around, and then I have my intention and send them energy. And I love getting the feedback, because some people will say, oh, I felt tingling, or I felt like a light touch on my shoulder, or I felt this or that. So it's a really beautiful thing to do.
Is your goal to increase their energy level, or what do you do if you come across somebody who is, got low energy, for he's being suppressed or she's being suppressed by some entity or something?
Yeah, well, I had a very interesting case. One day I got an email from a woman overseas, and she says, do you do... I think she said deliverance services, she says, I have this entity that's plaguing me at night, and I can't get rid of it. And she says, it was my fault because I called it in, but now I can't get it to go away. And do you do anything like that? And I had not done anything like that before. So I said, listen, I says, I don't want you to pay me. I want to do this as an experiment, and I'm going to do the work tonight while you're asleep. And so I put this woman's name on the piece of paper, and I worked just about 20 minutes calling in the archangels and my guides, and sending energy and clearing and telling that entity to go away. And then she did. I kept in touch with her, and she said it did go away. It did not come back. And so that was very exciting. And the same thing happened with a neighbor in my mom's area. She had had for years an entity plaguing her, even knocking her out of, slapping her face, knocking her out of bed at night. She said it had plagued her all her life, and she didn't want me to do any energy work on her because she was afraid that the entities might come onto me. So I wasn't really worried about that, but okay, so I didn't do anything. But one day she was just exasperated, and she came over and says, can you please come over and help me? I can't even get any sleep at night. And so I cleared her house with sage and in every corner, and called in the archangels and the guides, and I saged her, and I told the entities not to bother her anymore. And she told me as well. She goes, I slept great that night. They didn't come.
Marla, what does sage do? I've heard from so many psychics and channelers and mediums, when they do that around the house, it seems to work. But why?
Yeah, it really, it's cleansing. Oh, and I love the smell of it. Somehow it just does. It'll cleanse. And it's also your intention. So you're saging the space. You're burning that sage, which is really, beautiful, natural, from the natural world. And then it's your intention to clear. And it's just like we clean, you'll sweep and you'll vacuum. So we want to sage the energy, because energy, the imprints of energy can be left. Let's say you had an argument with someone, or there was some, other people lived there before you, or whatever. You like to clear your space sometimes. And then you open the windows and you let all the smoke out. But I clear my space quite often. And you don't have to just use sage. You can use a singing bowl. You can use bells. You can clap your hands. You can use a drum or your intention. There's a lot of different ways you can do it.
How often is dark energy in a house?
Well, I wouldn't say dark energy is even always in a house. It could be. And I feel like if there have been a lot of arguments or sadness, or maybe a lot of grief, or maybe you work from home and you had difficult clients or something, it kind of just has a lower, it's really more lower frequency, I would say, where you want to clear. Now, some houses may have some ghosts or entities, there's traffic. It's what you call traffic. So there are spirits that they wander the earth, and they're wandering in and out of people's houses. I mean, it looks like, if we just look at our space, it looks like it's an empty space, but it's not empty space. There's people, there's entities walking through and stuff, but they're just passing through.
Have you ever been at a point where you felt threatened or something could happen?
No, only when I have those sleep paralysis. It's just, it's so scary, and it feels like it's never going to end, because you just can't control it. And I'm screaming in my head, please. I'm always screaming, Archangel Michael, Jesus, come get this thing, help me. And I just keep saying it in my head because I can't open my eyes or anything. And sometimes I'll be in bed and my husband's sleeping next to me and I want to reach out to him or scream and I can't. I'm just completely paralyzed. It's very bizarre.
And it is a really a horrible feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, because and I know, like in my head, I'm like, okay, this is going to end because it always does. But it just feels like it goes on so long.
You've talked a little bit about in your book, The Magic Seeker, of astral travel. How often how often are you doing that?
Yeah, I can't make it go, you know, when I want it to. It's very interesting because I'll be laying in bed and all of a sudden what happens, and maybe many of the listeners, you know, it's happened to as well. I'd love when they call in. I'd love to hear if it's happened to them. But it's almost like a car motor will start up. And it's this buzzing and it's this vibration, very heavy vibration. And then I know that that's when my spirit's going to lift out, my astral body's going to lift out and it'll go up. And it just happens like spontaneously once in a while. And it happened when I was a kid a few times.
Well, you know, you were right. You said we astral travel every night when we're sleeping, but not a lot of us remember being in that astral state. You just don't remember it.
And then, you know, sometimes, George, have you ever had it like all of a sudden you feel like you're in bed and you feel like you tripped or something?
Or you feel a jolt. You feel a jolt.
Like, yeah, and sometimes I'll even feel like I tripped or fell, but I'm laying there. And that's the body, I think it's the astral body coming back in.
I think so, too, the jolting thing. It is, that's right.
Yeah.
I had one when I was 11. I haven't been able to duplicate it, Marla. I've had some of the greatest astral projectors on this program, and I've read books about it and everything. I can't duplicate what happened to me at 11 years old, where I remember being in my astral state. I'm sure I'm traveling all over the place at night, but I remember my dreams, but I don't remember waking up in my astral body other than that 11-year-old boy.
Right, right. And then do you have some dreams I'll have, well, not a dream, I'll absolutely know that I met someone on the astral plane, like I saw my dad, he came and sat at the edge of my bed, and it was just a isolated incident. It wasn't like this long dream. It was a specific isolated incident, and then I've never forgot it. It's just as fresh. It was a few years back, just as fresh as if it happened yesterday. And so that's on the. There'll be specific times where I never felt myself go out of the body, but I know I was out. And then there's been times when I would like take a nap and I would feel myself kind of just fall over off the side of the bed, like roll out. It's my astral body rolling out. So there's not always that vibration, but usually there's the vibration.
Can you travel outside of your body at will, or does it take a while?
No, I can't.
You can't do it.
That would be really cool. So it just happens once in a while. Spontaneously, and I don't know why. And I always wonder, how come it's doing that now?
A lot depends on, you know, what you've eaten before you go to bed and all that. It's all kinds of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be.
But, you know, you were saying, like, you astral and see people. I don't do that because I just don't remember the astral traveling. I dream, you know, and I dream vividly, but I don't remember the astral travel.
Yeah, maybe if you make a ask to before you go to sleep and say I want a specific incident or something. Sometimes when we have that intention, it can happen. But there's been times I was flying up in the stars and I flew over these buildings that looked like I was in Greece or something. It was all like these white buildings and water, and I felt like I was up there. It was really incredible.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox